This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Devastating Maui wildfires.
Lives lost and properties decimated.
President Biden on help for the Hawaiian island.
We have just approved a major disaster declaration.
5 Americans in Iran closer to release.
This is a significant development.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Portions of Maui look apocalyptic. At least 36 people have died in wildfires, which are still raging there and on portions of the Big Island. Hawaii's governor says the death toll on Maui is expected to rise. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Maui.
The flames spread too fast for help to reach the western town of Lahaina, much of it destroyed. Wind-whipped flames engulfed the historic community on Tuesday, wiping out homes, businesses, and hotels.
Woke up this morning and got on our phones to pictures of our house just down to the slab.
Exactly how the fires erupted has not been determined, but forecasters say winds from Hurricane Dora, hundreds of miles away, fanned them, leading to utter devastation. Jonathan Vigliotti, CBS News, Maui.
United Airlines has canceled flights to Maui's airport so planes can fly empty to Maui, facilitating air evacuations. President Biden has signed a federal disaster declaration.
FEMA is surging disaster assistance personnel on the island, and they're going to help survivors get access to federal assistance.
5 Americans are no longer in prison in Iran. It comes after Tehran spent months suggesting a prisoner swap with Washington in exchange for billions of dollars frozen in South Korea. CBS's Margaret Brennan has the latest.
We know that this has been in process for weeks, and it wasn't until today that 4 of the Americans who were held in a notorious Evin prison were released to house arrest. So they are not on a plane home just yet. They have been released into more humane conditions where they are expected to be held under guard at a hotel in Tehran. A 5th American was already under house arrest.
CBS's Christian Benavides at the courthouse in Fort Pierce, Florida, has the latest in former President Trump's classified documents case, in which additional charges were filed last week.
Both the former president and Nada entered their not guilty pleas. Mr. Trump did not appear in court. He waived his appearance, but Nada was there. Carlos de Oliveira did not have Florida counsel for the second time, and his arraignment was postponed.
The U.S. Supreme Court agrees to a Biden administration request and blocks a $6 billion Purdue Pharma opioid settlement that would shield the Sackler family from civil lawsuits. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 53 points. The Nasdaq jumped 16. Now this.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Consumer Price Index for July, a key gauge of inflation, shows a moderate year-over-year 3.2% increase in prices. The number of suicides in the U.S. reached an all-time high in 2022. The numbers from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The CDC estimates about 49,500 people took their lives last year. Available data suggests suicides are more common in the U.S. now than at any time since 1941. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says a main driver of the increase is the growing availability of guns.
O'Shea Sibley was stabbed to death at a New York City gas station after he confronted teenagers who teased his group of gay black friends as they danced. The 28-year-old's funeral was on Tuesday in Philadelphia, and today, Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez has announced...
The 17-year-old man has been charged in this case and indicted with a count of murder in the second degree as a hate crime.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. West African leaders have met in Nigeria regarding the coup on Niger. The latest from CBS's Elaine Cobb.
The West African leaders have said they back diplomacy. They want to continue working towards a peaceful resolution. Now, they issued a statement reiterating a strong condemnation of what they're still calling an attempted coup. But they also say that they are still prepared for a military intervention.
France says it gives its full support to all of the conclusions of the West African leaders. Disparities in obesity rates are widening for U.S. children. CBS's Alexander Tin on a new draft study.
Around 14% of kids from rich families were obese through 2020, down from 17% back in data through 2008. Trends are going in the opposite direction among other American kids. 25% of kids from middle-income families were obese through 2020, up from 21% through 2008.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Virgin Galactic has blasted three tourists to the edge of space aboard its air-launched VSS Unity space plane. CBS's Jim Krasula.
The Virgin Galactic launch, flight, and landing were all live-streamed.
It's absolutely incredible. G2 is a flight for the history books. The crew on board are on the leading edge of broadening space access and are taking the first steps in hopes that others may find it easier to follow their lead.
The rocket-powered craft dropped from its carrier plane over New Mexico.
We're at Mach 2. We're in the vertical, headed towards space.
It was the second commercial mission for Virgin Galactic, a company founded by Richard Branson. Jim Crisilla, CBS News.
Getting a loan to buy a home will cost you more. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average long-term U.S. mortgage rate rose this week to just under 7%. High rates can add hundreds of dollars a month in costs for borrowers. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Thursday, August 10th, 2023. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first. Because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8-plus acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.